It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled, He Won't Let You Fall. Get ready for this series because we're going to dig into some things that are going to establish a foundation that you can stand on, and it will not be shaken. Somebody say, it will not be shaken. You see, God has designed a foolproof system that never fails. If you're willing and obedient, you will inherit the good of the land and experience the abundant life that Jesus Christ told us about. Told us as believers that we are to have an abundant life, full of joy, full of peace, full of mercy and grace abounding. Are you tired of fumbling and bumbling and always missing the mark? I'm talking to some people who are saying right now, God has got to be something better than this. My God, you just had an experience. You said, no. Hey, there's something better than this. And what is this? These are those things that never seem to change. These are those circumstances that go from bad to worse. These are those things that continuously absorb and pull on you and pull all your strength and your virtue and your peace and your joy. This has got to be something better. Somebody says he's got a word for you today. So I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your iPads, grab your notepads, and grab your pens. Your life will never be the same. Get ready for He won't let you fall. As we go into the message, He Won't Let You Fall, I want you to grab your Bible because we're going to start out in a portion of scripture from Isaiah, looking at Isaiah 4 and 6. And I'm reading this from the New Living Translation, and we're going to be using that translation primarily throughout this series. I will go into the Amplified here and there, but we're looking at the New Living Translation because I want this thing to be plain. I want it to be simple. I want it to be the aha moment for you. So let's start it out in Isaiah 4 and 6, and it says, my people, my God, are destroyed because they don't know me. Now, the King James said they are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. But the New Living Translation says what? Because they don't know me. In other words, God is saying this about his people that are stumbling and bumbling and fumbling and never getting a breakthrough and going into the same cycle and losing money here and losing prayers there. Somebody say, oh my God. He said, my people, those who have said Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, those who have said, oh, how I love God, those who have been chosen, those who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, he said, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Oh, have you ever been around people that they just don't know you? They think they know you, but they really don't know you. And have you ever been grieved because you're around people who really don't know you? Don't know how much you love them. Don't know how good you can be to them. They just don't know you. They think evil of you. They don't think of you. They just don't know you. And God is saying, my people, can you imagine creating people to be in good health? Creating people to love life, creating people to walk in the abundance of life, creating people to be your image, creating people to walk in power and authority, creating people to be a world changer. But instead of all of that, they're in poverty, they're in lack, they're sick, they're diseased. Oh my God, and they're powerless. And he said, it's because they don't know me, my God. They don't know me. So, but look at somebody and say, I am going to get to know God. God better start it today. And Jesus said something. Let's flip over real quick. We're going to look at it in John 10:10. Are you with me? Write it down if you can't get there fast enough, because I know I'm moving kind of fast. But in John 10:10, it says, the thief, oh my God, and we know who the thief is. The thief is Satan. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's why he came. He came to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, but my purpose, I came, I'm here, that you what? Purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. See, you got to know the difference. Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came, his purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life. Now here we go. Here's the acid test. If you look at your life and all you see is turmoil and destruction and poverty and sickness and division and striving, you got to know that's not the hand of God. Look at somebody say, that's not God. Jesus put it plain. I love the way he put it, but let's break this thing down a little bit more. We're talking about what? He won't let you fall. Let's break this thing down a little bit more. He says what? In the Amplified, now I'm reading from the Amplified. He said, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Have you ever found yourself playing pat-a-gate with the devil? Have you ever found yourself allowing people in your life that you know are no good? Have you ever found yourself playing silly games with a Bow Wow dog? Come on, somebody. It only comes with one purpose. The thief comes to do what? Only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. And I want to minister to some people right now. You made some mistakes. You let the wrong kind of people in your life. You made some mistakes and you stepped on the other side of the track. You made some mistakes. If you're a human being, you made some mistakes. And now you're looking at your life and it is just all messed up. Well, I want you to know God, my God, got his hands on your life. And he will bring you up and out of that situation. Look at somebody and say, I may be down today, but I'm getting up tomorrow. I want you to say it one more time. Say, I may be down today, but I'm getting up tomorrow. Matter of fact, I think I'll get up now. Oh my God. Somebody say, why don't you just get up now? He said, well, I came, Jesus speaking, I came that they may have and enjoy life. That's another acid test. That's another way you can mark whether or not the devil is in your life or God is moving in your life. If you are not enjoying yourself, if you don't enjoy your life, look around. Satan is lurking somewhere in your life. Jesus said, I came that you may enjoy life. Oh my God. And you know, you see people all over the body of Christ, they have no joy. They don't even enjoy life. They just kind of walk around and they're kind of not excited and not happy. They just don't have no, they just don't enjoy life. But you got to take a step back from that kind of life and say, God, I know I'm supposed to be enjoying myself. I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be full of joy. I'm supposed to be living an abundant life. Something's wrong with this, because you said in John 10:10 that you came that I may enjoy life and have it in its abundance to the full till it what? Overflows. Somebody say an overflow is not just enough for you and yours, but it's something there for somebody else outside of your circle of influence. My God, it says an overflow. Can you imagine looking at a glass or water or a bottle or something and it's just overflowing, just overflowing, overflowing? Somebody need to kind of visualize. Why don't you look at a rainfall of overflowing? Look at a gushing of water. Overflowing, overflowing. Come on. Look at, why don't you just pull it up every now and then? Look at the Niagara Falls. Get it in your mind what it's like to what? Overflow. Somebody say, I'm ready for the overflow. So he said, he won't let you fall. And Lord knows I'm getting to that part of the scripture. I just need you to set a foundation. I just need you to know that you have promises in this word that's there to keep you and establish you and let you know your left hand from your right hand. Let you know when God is moving, when the devil is messing. John 10:28-30 said what? I'm back in the New Living. It says what? I give them eternal life. I'm talking about you. John 10:28-30. If you missed it then, but I want you to write it down. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. This is Jesus talking. I give them what? Eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is what? More powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hands. The Father and I are one. Jesus is making a radical statement here. Say, once you're in his hands, no one can snatch you out of his hands. My God, he says, once you're in his hands, once you're connected to him, you are to expect and live out the abundant life. Joy, peace, more than enough. My God, happiness, my Lord. Somebody say, love. Oh, God, help me. Dealing with things in a mature manner and not flying off and flipping out. But you got stability in your walk. So now let's look at it. How can you make a promise that no man can pluck me out of your hands? How can you make a promise that I'm supposed to have the abundant life? Some people are looking at their circumstances right now. They're looking at who they are now. And they're saying, well, how do I get from where I am to that place you're talking about, Dr. Ty? How do I get to that place where he won't let me fall? When I see myself falling and getting up and falling and getting up, how do I get stable in my walk? How do I go forward? How do I prosper? I'm glad you asked. Turn your Bible to Peter, the first chapter, verses 3 through 11. 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 3 to 11. I'm going to say that one more time. 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 3 through 11. Come on now. He won't let you fall. We've already established in Hosea 4 and 6. Some people perish because they don't know God. In John 10:10, it talks about the purpose of Jesus. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We talked about that from the New Living Translation, also from the Amplified verse. John 10:28 through 30, New Living Translation, is talk about Jesus said, no one can pluck you out of my hands. I give you eternal life. I got you. Now we're talking about how can we grow in faith. So we're going to dig into 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. So we find out we don't have to always fall, get up, fall, flip out. No, it's a stability. Let's look at it. Beginning with verse 3, 2 Peter 1, verse 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything. I'm in the New Living Translation. God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Ah, see, that's where the Bible goes by. Some people perish because they're destroyed because they don't know God. They don't understand this part of it, that after you became a believer, God gave you, after you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you were filled with the Holy Spirit, God gave you everything you need to live a godly life. My God, and some people are in bondage in their minds. They still think they are enslaved to sin. They are enchained by Satan, when in fact those things have been broken, but your mind has to be transformed. Somebody say, transform me right now.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty, I came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.